Hello, dear art lovers. This is volume 4 of my Art Expo Nuggets, today with Rosa Young. This interview will be in English as my guest speaks English. Rosa is living in London. She's a professional artist creating fantastic installations and compositions. Rosa explains us how she expresses silence and peace in her works and why these two points are the main focus of her work. How is the art scene ticking? Everything we always wanted to know about art. A podcast of Petra Lossen. So, hello everybody. This is day 3 of the Art Expo, Swiss Art Expo, I must say. And today the podcast will be in English. That is Rosa Young. Hello, Rosa Young.
Hello, Petra Lossen.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, great to see you.
It's great that you join us.
Yeah, thank you.
And that we can talk about your art, your wonderful art. So, you are a British artist.
Yeah.
And you studied at Wimbledon College of Art in London. Yeah. But you also made your bachelor in fine art painting and drawing at Camberwell College.
Yeah, that's right.
Of Arts in London.
Yeah.
How did you get into art?
Actually, I should introduce my name again. My name is Rosa Young. I'm a visual artist and a musician living and working in London. I was born and grew up in South Korea. Mm-hmm. And in 1995, I came to London, England, to study fine art at the University of Arts London. Before then, my art style was figurative realism, following artists like Gustave Courbet, Cezanne, and Degas in traditional form. But after the university in London, my art style and my philosophy totally changed by the education into the conceptual, minimal, and abstract expressionism.
Yeah.
And my major was at the university was drawing and painting. And it was really experimental and required a lot of research and exploration into the artist galleries and museums. And in terms of my subject matter, the image of music, I am always fascinated with music, the Western classical music. Mm-hmm. And my exploration to date have made through painting, drawing, and ceramic, and print, installations, and sculpture, video images through modern technology with musical performances. Yeah, that's my art.
That's
style.
Your work.
Yeah, my work.
Yeah.
Also, I strongly influenced by the Russian artist Vasily Kandinsky,
yeah,
who stressed about effect of the psychology of the color with music. And then I felt same as with him, and then the lines and colors, same effect as the music, the rhythm and harmony.
Yeah.
So far, my art expression, and so far, like that.
Yeah. I double-checked your work.
Yeah.
And I saw an installation which is called Installation 113. That is the installation with this a lot of white balls.
Yeah.
In different sizes.
It's the same size.
They are in the same size.
The ceramic, made by ceramic. White earth.
Yeah. So they are white and ceramics.
Ceramics.
Yeah. Could you explain a bit about this installation? I really liked it very much.
Yeah, that one made in my BA Horns degree course for the sound effect. Like before the sound, I used only white earth for the before the sound. as white, pure innocent. So I hanged in the ceiling 765 balls.
765
yes.
balls.
Yeah, I made all by my hand.
Okay.
It's a tennis ball size.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I hang it using the fishing wire.
Yeah.
And then it also I lit with a spotlight.
Yeah.
It makes a shadow drawing on the wall.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. And what do you want to tell the people watching this installation? What is the sense?
Silence. Silence. Peaceful, the silence. Before the music, it come. Maybe later, maybe I have a chance to explain that. But the silence before the music is a silence.
Yeah.
So something like if you go to a concert hall.
Yeah.
Particularly classical concert hall,
mm-hmm.
before the music of the musician, he stay on the stage very silently, deadly silent, very moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's with such tension. So I explained the silent.
With these balls?
Yes,
with this
it's keep silent, yeah, stay still.
Okay. And that is the feeling when we stay in front of this installation, then we get the feeling
silent.
Of silence.
Peace,
of peace and silence. Very interesting.
Maybe because I am mentally unstable as the depression and anxiety. Maybe you know depression, anxiety is a heart beating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can't stay still.
Yeah.
I always have to work, something to do. Without resting.
Yeah.
If I stay still, I heartbeat beating faster and then depressed very much. So maybe that's why I like the silence.
So yeah.
Focus on silence.
Is the silence also in other parts of your work existent?
Yeah.
Is this the focus of your work of art in general?
Yeah.
Silence and peace?
Yeah, silence and peace until before the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I worked with black and white a lot.
Yeah.
For the silence.
Yeah.
Peaceful moment.
Yeah.
But after corona, I tried to use the colors. Color effects, such emotions. And then I listen a lot of music at home.
Yeah.
And then the music makes colors for me.
Ah, so, okay.
Yeah, no. I use
so something color. Like a transformation in your
head. Yeah, so uh-huh. A transformation, maybe interpretation into color, music,
mm-hmm.
something. And
great.
That's the starting point of the colors. But before then, black and white was a lot.
Yeah.
Of black and white, yeah.
And you explained to me, we have here an artwork which is, it's acrylic on wood, so it's a painting. I think.
Yes.
Before the music.
Yeah, before the music is the silence. I explained that.
Yeah.
Only the music style stuffs, because the music stuff is type of grid that consists of five lines and four spaces.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I hope so.
The stuff, the music stuff. Yeah, black and white, five lines.
Yeah.
And then the empty spaces, the four spaces consist. It's we call music stop.
Okay.
So I use that without any clap, any musical notations.
Yeah.
Not key signature, time signature, but only the stop.
Yeah.
To make it simple and then give some tension with the silence. So
yeah.
I use a lot of horizontal lines because I told you I want to express the silence.
Yeah.
And then
it looks a bit like these lines where you put the notes on for the music.
Yeah, before the music. Yeah.
But here are no notes.
No,
because you are talking about the
silence.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
And then later
great.
I add some details into the lines, thick and thin lines.
Yeah.
Which is the thinnest line of backward, far away.
Yeah.
The thickest line for the close to me. And then it makes a perspective effect.
Yeah.
And on the middle line, I add some middle line as a gradient in art.
Yeah.
So only I use lines for the perspective. It's like a landscape.
Yeah.
But here is a very small piece, so you can't feel. But the actual work is quite wide, 244 centimeter long.
Yeah.
And then 122 high. Then if you see front of the picture, you will feel very peaceful seascape, maybe landscape.
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's why I love this piece of art.
Yeah.
Very peaceful.
Mm. Yeah. That is right. Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But I know that your work is not only consisting of these kind of contrast works. Mm-hmm. You also paint colorful paintings.
Yeah.
How did this come?
Colorful painting.
Is this something new?
Music. Yeah. For example, this time on the Art Expo, I'm exhibiting two pieces of artworks. Mm-hmm. The title, Beyond the Form. Mm-hmm. And the painting I inspired by Chaconne in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, mm-hmm. the German composer.
Well known for, yeah. for all
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, yeah. The Chaconne, whenever I listen to the music, I feel such power and energetic. But mm-hmm. in the same time, I feel very sad, deep sorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and beauty mm-hmm. and depths of death.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I try to explain the feeling, my feeling into the painting.
Yeah.
So do you want more expression? If you want, I can explain the process about the painting.
Yes, we have some time.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, beginning of time, I choose the charcoal stick.
Yeah.
You know, charcoal stick.
Yeah. We call it Kohle in Germany.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The charcoal stick, as I pretend myself as a conductor. Mm-hmm. The conductor hold the music button.
Yeah.
When he mixes the sounds front of the
dirigent.
Yeah. Yeah. The conductor mixes the sounds with the stick from the all different sounds from all different musical instruments by the all different musicians.
Yeah.
Violin, cello, whatever, and they conductor mix it.
Exactly, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I tried that motion mm-hmm. with almost a dancing motion.
Yeah.
With the charcoal, I draw the emotional feeling in the canvas. And then later I apply with acrylic paint with the same motion, with listen to music. Same time I draw that.
Yeah.
And then later I add oil paint. I choose color only five colors. Mm-hmm. The three primary color, red, yellow, blue, mm-hmm. and black and white.
Yeah.
Because the music is quite strong and powerful.
Yeah.
I didn't want a neutral or something romantic colors. Mm-hmm. So the five colors makes the painting. But as a visual element, I need a visual element, not only color playing, but I choose grand piano, mm-hmm. the viewpoint from the upside down. Mm-hmm. When you see the opened grand piano, you can see so many strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the pianist play the keyboard, the hammer hit or touch the strings, that makes sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
But visually, it was beautiful. So I use the grand piano shape, the strings mm-hmm. on the as a visual element.
Yeah.
And then I use the color, and then with quite a large brush I use and paint over the. But same time, I have to very much careful. Otherwise, I make the, if I too much excited, I made the paint or painting mix the muddy.
Yeah.
Like. So same time, I have to very careful control my emotion.
Yeah, so, I understand. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
And every artist, what I learn with all these podcasts and with all these artists I am in contact with, everyone is different. And it's so great.
Of course.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Where can we find your works here in the exhibition?
This is number 27.
Is this 27. This line here?
So yes, I think so. This line.
This way. Yeah. So in front of the entrance. In front of the entrance.
The end of the box.
At the end of the box.
Yeah.
Great. And what are your plans regarding other exhibitions in the future?
The future, at the moment, I'm not quite sure. Too busy and then too much busy to do make exhibition.
Yeah.
So I just want to, for this year,
yeah,
my project is the Shakone only, the music Shakone.
Yeah.
Until December, I have to focus on the paint,
yeah,
works. But later, I don't know about not this year, not exhibition. Enough is enough. Three exhibitions so far this year.
Yeah.
So enough, yeah, is enough for me. Super. I need time to process my artwork.
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the artists just need to produce the art so that,
yeah,
they,
yeah,
have
just
something to, yeah, to exhibit.
Same with me.
So wonderful to have you here. Mm. Rosa, thank you so much for all the insights.
Okay.
And I wish you all the best for this exhibition and
right,
for your future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
How is the art scene ticking? Everything we always wanted to know about art. A podcast of Petra Lossen.